Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here, we're back. We told you we would be. It's official. Traitors on Peacock is out now. 10 episodes, Cody, right? 10 episodes?
10 episodes.
And we're going to be breaking down each episode. We know you can go ahead and you can watch the whole series right now. Most of you probably did. However, we're going to break down each individual episode, and not so much as a recap, but more so the behind the scenes and what Cody might have been thinking at that moment, and also things that you didn't see on the show. So whether you've watched the whole series or not, you definitely want to come check out each episode, because we're going to be talking about them individually and what didn't make the final cut. So I think that's important. Cody, we're going to talk about episode one tonight. We were talking
we're back, a little bit
off camera. I think Tiffany, right? We're liking the show. Yeah. Not biased, but...
No.
It's good.
No, not biased. It is good. I love a good strategy, mystery, a murder.
The two of you, I said this in one of the interviews. I was like, I just think the two of you would be so good at the show. I think the both of you would be so good at the show, because you're both like, I think Derek would have just like a battle, because everybody would do what ultimately was happening to me. And like, and you have the added like, oh, I'm a cop. Like, Tiff, you would walk in, everybody would fucking love you, and there would be like zero suspicion on you. Like, if you were a traitor, Tiff, you'd go right to the fucking end. Like,
easy, I think. Don't say that out loud. Like, some, you know, I might go and then.
Yeah. No, I think the two of you would kill it. I'm just happy that it's finally out, right? Like, I filmed this back in May, and it's like finally
quiet.
It's been a while. What do you guys think of the, like, how the show was like spliced up and edited, production value?
Dude, great. I was telling you earlier today, real talk, we were going to cover it regardless. And honestly, I'm always truthful with you. Like, there's certain things, like All-Stars, I was happy watching you, but it dragged, because it's so, there's so much fluff in Big Brother episodes. Yeah. True story, 43 minutes is perfect, because it's, I was into it the whole time. All right, we got a lot to talk about on this week's episode, but before we do, let's hear from this week's sponsor, Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
If you love Jersey Shore, then get ready, because this season is going to be the biggest family vacation ever. Thursday, the fam is traveling shore to shining shore. But don't worry, no matter where they go, they're born to be Jersey. They're heading up Hollywood to support Vinny as he takes his talents from Vegas to Dancing with the Stars. Then they're cruising into the Carolinas for a big situation as Mike competes in the Cornhole Championship. And it all leads to a big trip to the Big Easy, where the fam jerseys up Bourbon Street. Don't miss your favorites. Fist pump their way across the USA and be there for all the meatball milestones. We're talking pregnancy announcements and even an engagement. You don't want to miss this. Make sure to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation, all new Thursdays at 8, 7 Central on MTV.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. Been watching Jersey Shore since the beginning. Kind of grew up with him. And Paulie D is a fellow Rhode Islander. So I'll definitely be watching. I hope you guys will as well.
I was just glad that Cody was a traitor. I was like, but it's so funny because Cody seems like so unassuming. Like, you know, nobody thinks that you're, only person that thinks you're like ever guilty of something is Rachel.
Yeah, right. And I think so. I'm like watching this and like, I see her say, oh, I think Cody's a traitor. And I'm like, yo, I feel like Rachel was just like saying, like throwing everything at the pool wall in the diary room just to see like, oh, can I get a sound bite? Like she knows how to make TV. Cause okay. Like Rachel was trying to work with me like so much. And I just was like, I just couldn't do it. I was like, Rachel, I can't. I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't be around you.
It's so funny because I was watching already. The Christian guy, and I was like, cause it's you, Christian, and what's her name?
Sari.
Saree that are traitors. Yes. And she was excited. She was ready to be a traitor. I wanted her to be a traitor too.
Yeah.
And I did not want Christian to be a traitor. And I felt like you were like, this dude talks too much. Even before you knew he was a traitor. So then when he ends up being a traitor, I'm like, I was a lot like you. Like I'd be like, can we kill him?
I'm like, it's so tough because I want to talk about like the past stuff, but we got to keep it back here.
Keep it back here. Don't ruin it.
Let's start right from the jump. We don't have to recap the format. It's pretty simple. There's a murder and a banishment each episode or each week. Depending on how they break it up.
After episode one.
But give the audience a little bit of the behind the scenes because, again, it's all quick. What was your first impressions? Not only of this was over in Scotland, right?
Yeah, in Scotland.
Okay, so you go over there. You don't know who the cast is before you get there. Give us your first impressions of the cast, the castle. This is different than Big Brother. So we have a little bit of the behind the scenes. You learn about the format when you're in there. Alan Cummings, the host, who does a great job. He really plays up that character. He's not just a host.
Oh, dude, I got to correct you right now. It's Alan Cummings. I said Cummings to him, and he goes, it's coming.
Got it. Alan Cummings. I stand corrected. Alan, I apologize.
Derek still put an S on it.
Did it? Got it. Okay. Yes. Here's my speech impediment. Maybe that's it. Because I feel like coming.
Man, now you make us feel like assholes.
Coming. Got it.
That was cool. That was like first day. It was wild that had happened. Somebody lost the opportunity. Somebody gained the opportunity.
Okay. So you get there. They break down the format. You see the cast. Anybody that stands out to you initially is people you recognize. Obviously, the newbies, you don't recognize any of them, but was there anybody you want to kill right away?
Yeah. I mean, the craziest thing was, like, obviously, I see Rachel. So I don't really watch Survivor, so Saree and Stephanie weren't people that I, like, really knew. But for some reason, I was like, I feel like Saree was more recent. I was like, I feel like I've seen her before. And then she said Survivor, so I was like, okay. Then I didn't know Kate or Brandy. I know Kyle because I watched Summer House. And then I obviously know Ryan, and then Reza I didn't know either. But it was like, I saw Rachel and I was like, my first thought, no bullshit, is like, fuck. And I'll explain it. I'll explain why. Not because I saw Rachel and that's it. I know there's a competitive side to Rachel where she's like, I want to be the best Big Brother player in here. I want to go the furthest. I want to do this. So it's always going to be like me versus her no matter what. And I was like, this kind of sucks because it's not like a Big Brother. Like if I would have seen one of you two, so that's not really a good example, but somebody else, I feel like it would have been like, oh, let's bond. But like Rachel, I was like, I don't feel that because I feel like she's going to want to always like, gotcha. Like I did better than you. So I was like, I kind of was like, damn, man, I can't believe she's on this too. But it is what it is.
Funny.
No disrespect to you, Rachel, obviously.
I understand what you're saying, Rachel.
If you listen, you know I'm right.
Yeah, like you want to win, so you don't want somebody there that you know is going to bring obvious competition to you, even if they're your friend. You're like, you're my friend, but damn, like, I was hoping to come. Like, I want to come make some money. I don't want you targeting me.
Anybody else that non-Big Brother that your reality? I know you're not a huge reality TV person, but was there anybody else you recognized where you're like, oh, cool. Good. Like, you must have, Ryan Lochte, you didn't recognize him? Oh,
yeah, Ryan. Well, I said Kyle and Ryan because Kyle, I watched Summer House. Ryan, obviously, I recognized him, but then none of the other Bravo people I'd really seen. But I was like, I was pretty eager when they pulled up because they rolled up to us with the train, which was so dope. It would have been so cool with the non-reality people already on the train. And so we are now meeting them for the first time coming onto the train.
Anybody stand out from that? Were you like newbies?
Yeah,
I
ended up at a table with the kid Christian. Like it was me, Ryan, Christian, and Azra.
It didn't work. It didn't. He messed up off rip. Cody was like,
"Yeah,
why you talk so much?"
I was like, "Dude," and the craziest thing was when they revealed who the traitors were. Which is that in episode one?
It is in episode one. You could dive right into it right now because it was right off the jump.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask you, do you know before you're chosen to be a traitor that you're a traitor, or do you not know until they pick he taps you on
that
your shoulder?
Round table was. So what they also, now they kind of did show it. He was circling our table nonstop. Yeah. Yep. It wasn't just like two times, three times. He like circled the table like
You couldn't
six
see
times.
That blindfold?
How you do it in Mafia.
No, they were like serious about that. They were serious about that
I would have been like looking up, like stretching my neck.
Yeah, but they had cameras everywhere. They were like all over us. It was dope. It was so sick. When I got tapped, I was like really pumped because I really wanted to be a trader going into it.
You did?
I did. I wanted to be one so bad. I was like, I'm tired of being like, I just wanted to, I wanted to shake it up a little bit. And man, I regret it. I don't know if I would have done well though. I think I don't know if I would have gotten murdered. But then again, probably not, because like I was like immediately everybody was like, Cody could be a traitor. Cody could be the traitor. This is what he's prepped for. He did Big Brother. Like,
yeah, who was that? Was that Kate that kept saying that?
Yeah. And she wasn't the only one too. There were mad people being like, Cody, Big Brother. I was like,
nobody ever trusts Big Brother people. Nope. I'm telling you, when they see us, they're like, oh, those Big Brother people are different. It's like we're aliens or something.
Yeah. And everybody projects, like it happened. You're talking about the challenge. Like everybody just does that. The same thing happens here. It's like Big Brother is the show that everybody's like, oh, they're the liars and the manipulators.
Liars and manipulators, backstabbers.
That's what all these shows are. You're on a game show. It's like,
why are you here?
Yeah. No shit. It's something that you have to like overcome. But I don't know if I wasn't a traitor. I mean, if I wasn't a traitor, first round table, I would have been like, that kid Christian is doing too much. He's always in every room. He's literally spearheading. Like what all of them were saying, I was hearing that. And I was like, yo, I can't turn on him. We just found like we're traitors together. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, we could have had that kid out like in the second day.
Because he just I don't understand how he did not read your body language when you walked in the room to see who the traitors were, because you were instantly deflated when you saw it was him. You like got excited when you saw your girl, and then you turned around and was like, I don't know how he didn't feel that.
Sari was my like comfort zone, but then something happens between the two of us that like kind of shakes me. And it kind of is like at the point where I'm like, all right, I'm done. I lost the only person that like I fully trust. Cause like you can't fully trust anybody.
Yeah. But you trusted her as much as you could trust somebody
as a traitor, because I knew exactly what my role was and knew what her role was. And then something happens between the two of us, which you guys are going to have to watch in later episodes, that just like shakes me. And I'm like, at that point I was like checked out. I was like, I'm done.
So Cody, let's get into the challenge. You guys have to light this thing on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you actively trying to sabotage this at all?
No. Okay. So that was never even a thought in my head to sabotage anything, because the way the show's formatted, it's like you want money in the pot no matter what. Okay. So it's not like the mole, which I think is like the mole is trying to sabotage things. The traders ultimately want all the money in the pot. So we're competing like the same way Faithfuls are. Yeah.
Remember Squid Games? So they had to get all the money in the globe at the beginning, the end, and then the last person standing gets that globe, whatever's in there.
Okay.
So it was like it just was, nobody ever was messing around. But in that competition, like you guys know, anybody that stands out, like Reza gave us some stuff in that competition that allowed us to like start, because he was going nuts. And obviously they only cut to because they're telling the story, but a lot of people were talking about Reza's like, yo, he was like a lot. He was like yelling and screaming. It was making people like weary. And then Geraldine mentioned the Michael thing, and it's like somebody took it and ran with it. It's like,
so you're saying that wasn't Geraldine just for the episode. What they showed about Reza in the episode tonight, that was kind of like, that was the storyline even for you guys that were there.
Yeah. And then there was another thing that happened with Reza, which this is obviously not shown, which it's like justifiable why Reza was kind of annoyed, is that somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody said, well, like, I think there's people here that don't really need the money like some of the others do. Ultimately saying like some of the reality people like maybe have money and they don't need Reza's, the money like others.
Reza's very successful.
Yeah. And it's like, it would just kind of was annoying because Reza was very outspoken and not afraid to be like, well, that's not right. And I wasn't there for the conversation, so I didn't see it, but it was like people were talking about that because it's like, again, centered around Reza. Reza, Kate, Brandy were like attached at the hip. So it was like, it became almost like an easy target. The only thing that sucked is me knowing Reza's personality. I was like, dude, this guy could make such good TV for this show. And it sucked to be like, are we going to send Reza home? Like, what, like, you know, it's like we may just hit our ratings pretty hard right now if we do that.
He is good TV. But you guys got the whole pot, right? So it was 20,000 for first place, 10,000 for second. But overall, you just wanted both teams to finish within the time period.
I don't even know why they split us up into two teams. Should have been like, you know,
I think it's just to get people, I guess it's to get more people involved, because otherwise you're going to have people just standing in the background doing nothing.
True. True.
So, you know? So how do you feel about Brandy, Beverly Hills?
I loved Brandy.
Okay.
She was rubbing people the wrong way, obviously.
Shocker.
Because she's just like, outspoken. But she was somebody that, like, I never did anything to kind of rub her the wrong way. Okay. So it was never directed at me. So for me, I was just like watching, eating my popcorn every time Brandy would go off. And she would like crush
Cody
people.
So unassuming. Like, he's never on anyone's radar. You're like, so you know, just expect you to be good. Derek, I'd watch Derek all the way. I'd be like, I don't watch him. Watch that one right there. Watch him.
That's why I think this season's great. Because honestly, Cody, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Like, you're such a guy that prides yourself on integrity. Like, even on a game like Big Brother twice, yeah, you did your thing, but you're a pretty straight shooter. You're not someone who does the deception game. So mm-hmm. I think
I'm
it's
not that
cool.
guy. I'm not a manipulator.
You're not.
I'm not a manipulator either. None of us are.
Yeah, exactly. But I think putting you out of your element makes it more entertaining, because I feel like maybe producers, they obviously research. Do they know what you're known for? Not only on your season of winning All-Stars, but also what you did for me on 16. Like, who does that? So I feel like they wanted to put you in a position that was going to make you uncomfortable, which obviously makes good TV, because it's a balance between who you are as a person and the money. So I was like, dude, this is going to be good.
I fall apart.
I can't. Oh, my God. I got to get back. Y'all disturbed me.
I know, right? I want to go ahead, too.
So many people are hitting me up like, oh, my God, I'm hooked. I love this show.
It's a great show.
I'm, like, so happy
show.
That everybody's watching and likes it so far.
Yeah.
So far.
It's good. You know. So the competition ends, and I wanted to ask you, because I know you were obviously thinking about the other, and you don't even know how many traders there are at this point, right? You didn't know there were two other traders before you met them?
No.
You didn't know how many there could be?
No.
So were there
Not
anybody
until we get
in
to
mind?
The turret.
You what?
Not until we get to, like, the round turret that you see us, where we all reveal ourselves after that first night.
So who were you thinking? Was there anybody in your gut? You're like, I'm going to walk in there with the hood and this is who it's going to be.
Not one person.
You don't have any guesses. You didn't have any thoughts.
I had no guesses. There was one thought that I had, and I said in my DR, and they didn't show it, but I know they probably thought about it, because Alan had said something to me at our press day. And I said, they were like, is anybody that you think is a traitor? Anybody you want to be a traitor? And the craziest thing is I said Ceree. I was like, I would love for Ceree to be a traitor, which is why you saw me, like, embrace her the way that I did. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would really like Ceree to be a traitor. I just feel like I vibe with her. I don't think anybody will think that her and I are just, like, that tight. And then I was like, and I really don't want Christian to be a traitor. And they didn't show that. But I know Alan said to me, he goes, oh, my God, I thought it was so funny when you said you didn't want Christian to be a traitor before you knew he was. But they didn't show it in the episode. So it was like, I was like,
I didn't want
God.
Him to be a traitor either. And I didn't even think that he could be a traitor with all that talking he was doing. Because when he was in that boat, he's like, okay, come on, Cody. Like, everything you did, he felt like he had to tell you what to do. Like, you weren't going to do a thing on your
Tiff,
own.
What would you have done if you were in my seat? You were me.
With
to Christian? Yeah, with the boat thing.
Probably knocking with one of them. Hey, shut the. I got it. But you know, you can't. I get it. You got it. You're nicer than me. I would. He would have gotten on my nerves. He was getting on my nerves. And when you walked in and you were like, "Oh, not Christian," I said, "Oh, me and Cody thinking the same." Because, I would have wanted him gone.
The thing is that sucks is that he was like a good kid, and he's not a kid. He's my age. He's a good guy. But it's just like these games obviously like do things. Once he was like, I think once he found out he was a traitor, it was like when you win HOH the first week. You're like,
it was Frenchy.
I'm power hungry. Like, I'm the man in this house. Like, I'm the traitor. I'm going to send all of you home. And he was just like going. And I was like, yo, Ceree and I were too. We were also locked in. We were like, yo, this kid's a liability already. It's like, day one.
Bro, the soundbite. Ceree, I'm so happy. Christian. Nightmare. I was dying. I was like, oh, man. And again, because you're pretty politically correct, but you were like, nightmare. Nightmare fuel. Yeah. Night one. This is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple of sound bites in here. I thought I was going to be a little nicer, but like, I'm catching some of my sound bites in this show. And I'm like, damn, you were kind of a dick sometimes.
No, but dude, that's why you got in there. And I feel like because you've been on a few shows now, your DRs are polished, because they used your sound bites a couple times.
Yeah.
On this episode and the episode two, which is what we're going to cover next. By the way, stick around. We're going to be recording episode two. We're going to be putting these out week by week, but we're going to be recording them and blocks. So you may see us wearing some of the same clothes, but we're breaking it up for you guys.
I could change my clothes. I'm at home.
Hey, now.
Hang on.
Any final words from you? And obviously, I'll give Cody the final floor. Anything from you that you wanted to ask that out of episode one? Because in episode one, we see you guys deliberate. You're talking about who you want to murder, but you don't actually, in the episode, they don't show it. They leave you on that cliffhanger. So we know, because we've already watched episode two, we're going to talk about it. But anything from this episode that you had questions about?
Right now I like the way Cody is playing. I like that they're joking about him possibly being a traitor, but he seems pretty under the radar to me, and I like that for him.
We will see. Cody, anything we missed that in this episode one that people should know going forward? Anything that you thought stood out that kind of maybe sets up things down the road?
No, I think some of that behind the scenes stuff people are going to be interested in, but no, I'm really excited for these next couple episodes. I'm a few episodes ahead too. And so I think
you don't say.
It's tough. I think this show is going to be one that if you do start it, if you decide to start it, if you're a listener right now and you're like, I don't know, I didn't really seem like I'm interested. If you start it, you won't be able to not finish it. That's what I think.
I'm happy. I'm excited.
Make sure you're tuning in. Peacock.
Absolutely. Go check it out. If you haven't watched it yet, make sure you're downloading Peacock. Download the series. It's really, really good. I'm pleasantly surprised because I was like, oh, man, I hope it's good because we got to cover it.
Yeah.
And I was actually upset that we had to record these because I'm like, I want to see episode three now based on how two ended. But we're going to get to it. It's going to be a good series.
I'm going to get through about half
the season. Dude, one episode per week we're going to put out, right? One episode per week.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do two. Just depending on, you know, if you guys wanted, I know you're going to probably tell us to do more, but we kind of want to stretch it out, but we don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose you guys and do this over 10 weeks when all the episodes drop. So
we'll see how it goes. Maybe we can do 2 a week. Either way, like I was saying at the top, we're covering things on the show. We're not recapping it. So if you watch it, you watch it. Even if you watch the whole series, you're going to be able to come here and watch each one of these episodes and get stuff that you didn't get out of the show, which I think is going to be pretty cool to give you an extra dimension, extra layer to traitors. So,
and hear from two absolute dogs that know how to play these games who are going to weigh in on what they see.
I love it.
That's you guys. That's you.
I love
two.
It. I was like, who's he talking
about?
You guys
caught
that. You,
about? You too.
We appreciate you guys joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next episode. Take care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.